And David, really crouch in on that mic. It's so we're loud and clear.
Oh, how's that?
That's pretty good.
Once again, good morning.
And
I'm going to wait for the, There we go. Thank you, Drew. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay. Purposes of the workshop this morning on the Klamath River TMDLs are to receive oral comment, present an overview of written comments that we received during the public comment period, which ended on August the 27th, clarify proposals in the public draft, and identify some proposed modifications, and then answer board questions on the draft TMDL. Workshop agenda is available on the back tables, I believe, after the staff presentation. We'll accept oral comment, have an opportunity for board questions and discussion, and then a wrap-up. First, wanted to go over, acknowledge the outreach efforts that have been made during the course of development of this TMDL. There's been significant outreach throughout the TMDL development process. We've held or presented at nearly 40 public meetings since the process began in 2002. In the last 7 months, we've held implementation plan scoping workshops in March. We've had a public review and comment opportunity on the draft TMDL this summer. During that public review period, we held 4 public workshops down the river from Klamath Falls to Klamath. We had a workshop in front of you on July the 23rd in Santa Rosa, and we're having an additional workshop here today. We've grouped the comments into 3 broad categories. 1, technical analysis and modeling. 2, comments related to the scope of the implementation plan. And 3, issues related to the control of non-point source discharges. These comments, by the way, all of the comments that we received in their entirety, in their original text, have been posted on our website. So they're available to everyone to review. We got a lot of comments. We will not be going into detail. Given the volume of comments we received, we will not be going into detail today. But we will be preparing a detailed written response to comments. Before we plunge into our summary review of the comments, we want to address some significant misunderstandings that cropped up in a number of comments and to present several clarifications to the draft and proposed modifications to elements of the plan that have emerged from the public comment process. We received comment that our expectation is that ag users must clean water to pristine quality. In fact, dischargers are only responsible for their practices and contributions. We received comment that the TMDL will affect water rights. The regional board does not have any direct authority over water rights. This board can make flow recommendations, and in fact did so in the Shasta TMDL document. However, this TMDL contains no recommendations to curtail anyone's existing water right. We received comment that the TMDL forces dam removal. In fact, the TMDL is neutral on the future of the dams. The regional board does not make the decision regarding the future of the dams, and the TMDL, as a result, accounts for either a dams in scenario or a dams out scenario. We received comment that cold water fish needs were considered to the exclusion of other uses. The TMDL analysis, in fact, considers the water quality needs of all beneficial uses and tailored the analysis to the most sensitive beneficial use. In the Klamath, the beneficial uses that are most sensitive to the listed impairments are, in fact, those associated with cold water fish. Please note, however, that nearly all of the beneficial uses assigned to the Klamath, that's 17 out of 23 beneficial uses, are adversely affected by poor water quality conditions in the river, and include such uses as municipal water supply, cultural uses, recreation, and commercial and sport fishing. We received comment that we must have a 303D listing and a TMDL before we or you can regulate. In fact, our ability to regulate discharges of pollutants isn't limited to listed impairments or to water bodies where TMDLs have been developed, a point that we will come back to a little bit later in the discussion of the non-point source policy. With respect to clarifications and modifications that have come out of the public process, on the Scott and Shasta conditional waivers, staff is recommending that these waivers remain in effect for the planned 5 years. The Klamath TMDL, thus the interim waiver for the Klamath TMDL, would not replace these existing conditional waivers. The Klamath Action Plan is intended to serve as an action plan for the Lost River TMDLs in California and for the South Fork Trinity temperature. We received a lot of comment anticipating actions that have not yet been proposed or developed, especially with respect to future waivers addressing ag sources. We want to be clear that any future actions would be the subject of a separate public process. Our thinking has evolved in this area on a couple of relevant points. First, staff had proposed, had been unspecific, nonspecific about which tool in the regional board toolbox, prohibitions, waivers, or WDRs, would be best suited to a waiver for or to agriculture. We are now proposing a general basin-wide conditional waiver for agriculture. More on this later as well. For the Forest Service, staff are also proposing a single region-wide waiver that would cover all Forest Service non-point source activities. Finally, on suction dredging, the regulatory setting and staff's understanding of this issue has changed since the draft came out. Recently signed legislation, this is SB 670, has imposed a moratorium on suction dredging. In addition, the Department of Fish and Game is in the midst of revising its suction dredging regulations and developing an EIR to support that, and is working closely with State Water Resources Control Board staff on this effort. Staff recommends that we closely monitor DFG and State Board progress on this effort at this time. Okay, on to the comment categories on analysis and modeling. We received comment that the linkages of water quality, poor water quality conditions to beneficial use impairment, in particular to effects on cold water fish, had not been demonstrated. We also received comment to the contrary that we have provided an excellent synthesis of the state of knowledge and understanding on these linkages. We received comment that significant revisions are needed to the water quality model used in the analysis, particularly with respect to conditions in Oregon. To the contrary, we received comment indicating that the existing analysis is satisfactory for establishing the TMDL. We received comment that the target water quality conditions are unrealistic and unachievable. We also received comment that larger load reductions are needed. We received comment that the allocations and targets are overly restricted or inappropriate, restrictive. We also received comment that the targets and allocations should be stronger and cover more constituents. This TMDL was based on a number of lines of evidence that were developed in consultation with experts in the field and the best available information, and that it included a water quality model analysis developed jointly among the Regional Board, Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, EPA Regions 9 and 10, and EPA's contractor, Tetra Tech. The model that we used, in fact, is based on a model developed by PacifiCorps in support of their relicensing application to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission for the Klamath Hydro Project. We believe that the TMDL analysis meets Clean Water Act and state law expectations and requirements, and are in the process of reviewing and responding to all of the comments that we have received on the analysis and modeling. Regarding the scope of the implementation plan, we received a number of comments indicating the view that the current approach is to regulating non-point sources is working just fine, that we should not add to or change the Scott and Shasta action plans, and that timber harvest is already heavily regulated and that more rules aren't justified or needed. We received comment that implementation of this TMDL will be too costly. On the other side, we received comment that non-regulatory approaches are not working at this time, that more prohibitions are needed on the discharge of waste, including livestock waste and irrigation return flows, that more restrictions on timber harvest and roads are necessary. And we received comment expressing support for large-scale restoration projects, including restoration of Lower Klamath Lake wetlands. We received comment encouraging us to develop and include in this TMDL strong enforcement mechanisms. On the issue of timelines, we received comment that there is not enough time to implement the proposed actions. But we also received comment that we are deficient in the TMDL in not having final compliance deadline and not having strong enough, robust enough interim milestones to track progress. We received comment that our public noticing of this TMDL was inadequate and that outreach was insufficient. And I should say, this we're not trying to convey the flavor and content of the full range of comment that we received. We're trying to pull up some of the themes that we saw in this. As I mentioned, the volume of comment was substantial and covers many, many issues of importance, and we are working our way through that as we go forward from here. Okay, under the non-point source policy, that policy requires regional boards to regulate all non-point source discharges. It does not require a 303 delisting or TMDLs as preconditions for developing such regulatory programs. In fact, it's our view that listing is an indication of the failure of the regional board to adequately regulate waste discharges and protect water quality, and demonstrates the need for additional regulatory measures. Staff are looking for the most efficient ways to regulate various non-point sources in the North Coast region. And when we say most efficient, we mean both for staff effort and for dischargers, but also regulation that is fair and consistent for the discharger community. Our goal, then, is consistent regulation region-wide while accommodating local land use processes. These are the suite of measures that we are proposing for compliance with the non-point source policy as part of the Klamath River TMDL: an interim conditional waiver to provide coverage while more specific mechanisms are developed, a conditional sediment discharge prohibition, a waiver for U.S. Forest Service non-point source activities, which I mentioned earlier, waivers for county road maintenance, for county road programs that are implementing the 5-county salmonid conservation program, and the ag waiver to covered grazing and irrigated agriculture. Here's how these pieces would fit together. The interim waiver would take effect upon TMDL adoption and have a duration of 5 years. During that time, we propose development of an ag waiver, which we are projecting would be completed in 2012. That would replace all or part of the interim waiver. The Scott and Shasta conditional waivers that are currently in effect expire in August 2011 and June 2012. Staff they would likely need to be extended, but staff is proposing that these waivers ultimately be integrated into the basin-wide ag waiver, while allowing for locally led efforts that meet waiver requirements to be recognized as waiver compliant if in fact they are. The county roads waiver would take effect upon TMDL adoption or soon thereafter. And the U.S. Forest Service waiver, we have an existing waiver for timber harvest activities on Forest Service land. The proposal is to expand that to cover all non-point source activities, and it already is region-wide. That may require an extension of the existing waiver with the expanded waiver to come before you in the spring of 2010. A few words on the proposed future ag waiver. Again, development would go through a separate public process with consultation with experts in the field, with stakeholder input, public draft, public workshops, and consideration by you before any such action were final. It would cover grazing and irrigated agriculture discharges. We anticipate that such a waiver would have a water quality planning element to it. We see opportunities for organizations such as RCDs or others of the NRCS to take the lead in developing group plans and would, in fact, encourage that. We think that there are efficiencies there. We received a number of comments and testimony regarding costs. What we're proposing is a general waiver, and as a result of that, waiver development would include CEQA analysis, so the costs of doing CEQA would become a regional board burden and would not be a burden to individual dischargers or groups of dischargers. Waiver has advantages over waste discharge requirements, over permits. Fees for waivers are either waived or are at least significantly less than fees for a comparable WDR program. And there are a variety of technical and financial resources available through UC Extension, NRCS, RCDs, and various grant and loan programs. We're showing here some proposed elements of a waiver. I should note that a number of other regions in California already have ag waivers in place that cover parts of or the entire regions and that address agricultural activities, including irrigated agriculture, grazing, and dairy operations. The basic elements that we're outlining here are based on typical requirements in these other ag waivers that are already in place. They include identification of, and this would be self-identification of proposed management measure practices. It could be based on best management practices or management measures that are already available and from NRCS, from the state board, from EPA. A schedule to implement those practices on a time schedule, and then monitoring and reporting to the regional board. Again, the details of such a program have not been developed at this time and would be subject to a separate process. Finally, next steps. We're in the process of evaluating all of the comments that we've received and formulating responses, and would propose to come back before you at the October 1st meeting in Santa Rosa with a schedule for completing that response to comments process and revisions to the document. And that concludes my presentation.
Okay. Thank you.